Just one quick review of the importance of Tefillat Musaf of Shabbat Kodesh. There's a lot of secrets that are in the Tefillat Musaf that make it different than most of the Tefillot. Number one, we say Keter in Musaf. Ashkenazim, they hold that as long as we're in exile, we cannot say the Keter, because it's a very high praise of God. But the Menag of Ashkenazim is to mention this Keter in the Musaf prayer. And if I have a question, that in the Keter itself we say that we're going to praise God by saying Kiddusha, and we say Yachad Kulam Kiddusha Lecha Yishaleshu, that together with the angels we're going to say Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh. But the Gemara Holin says that the Jewish people cannot say Kiddusha, or the angels cannot say Kiddusha until the Jewish people say Kiddusha first. First we have to say Kadosh Kadosh on earth, and that activates the angels in heaven to say Kadosh Kadosh. And over here in Musaf we're saying Yachad Kulam, that we're saying it together. So the Aruch HaShulchan answers the simple answer that already we said Kadosh Kadosh in Shachrit. So therefore we beat them. So since we said the Kadosh Kadosh, so now in unison at the top of Musaf, there's a choir that's taking place between us and the Malachim, which is clearly a very holy moment. Furthermore, in the Keter itself, we say a very special prayer, Ayer Mekom Kevodo Leha'ariso. This Ayer, if you look at some of the Shidurim, it says at that point we're accepting a Tosefet of the Neshama of the Shabbat. And that's why you hear some people, they'll stretch it when they say the Ayah a little longer, but they have to come out to accept this Tosefet Neshama. Hakamim give a remez on the word Ayah. The Pasuk says, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat Lekadesho. Ayah is et Yom HaShabbat, which is giving us a remez to the day of Shabbat itself. Furthermore, in the Keter, we mentioned the Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. The question is, what in the world are we mentioning the Shema Yisrael in the middle of a Keter? And the explanation is that in the olden days there was a decree against the Jewish people that they were forbidden to say the Kiryat Shema. It seems the Goyim understood the value of saying the Kiryat Shema, and they banned us from saying the Shema. So the Hakamim wanted us to, of course, say the Shema, but we had to do it in a way that would not be obvious. So they added the Shema into the Keter, so at least the Jewish people will be saying the Shema somewhere in the Tefillah. Although the Gezerah doesn't apply today, but the rabbis kept the prayer inside. Last but not least, at the end of the Keter, we have a special prayer called Hu Elokeinu. Hu Elokeinu, Hu Avinu, Hu Malkeinu, Hu Moshi'enu. Of course, Hu Elokeinu means we're accepting upon ourselves all Malchut Shamayim. Hu Avinu, he is our father, and a father wants to give everything to his child. But not every father has the wherewithal to give to the child, so that's why we say Hu Malkeinu. He's our king, and a king has unlimited resources, especially Borei Olam. And therefore, since we accept upon ourselves God, and we accept upon ourselves that you're our father and you want to do everything for us, and Hu Malkeinu, that you're capable, therefore we pray to God, Hu Moshi'enu, that God should actually redeem us. And just like He redeemed us once from Mitzrayim, Hu Yigalenu V'Yigalenu V'Yigalenu Shenit. He should redeem us a second time. And we see over here that in the Tefillat Musaf, it must be a very holy moment. If we're praying already for the Ge'ulah Atidah, and we're praying for the future. That's why also in the Tefillat Musaf, you'll notice in the few paragraphs later, we say, Yiratom lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu v'lechem Oteinu, she'ta'alenu b'simcha le'artenu. That's also a futuristic prayer, that we're praying that God should bring us ultimately to our land, ותתאינו בגבולנו and plant us within our borders, ושם נעשה לפניך את קורבנות חומותינו. And over there we'll be able to bring the mandatory sacrifices. So again you see, since the prayer Musaf is very high, therefore we're already praying in a future tense that Borei Olam should redeem us, we should be able to come back to Eretz Yisrael and bring the mandatory korbanot. These are just some of the few secrets that are laid in this very important tefillah.